The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Immediate post-match. Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Immediate post-match reaction to Crystal Palace's 3-1 victory away at the MX today against Brighton and Hove Albion. I'm Matthew, joined by my brother Luke. Here we are in the Crown of Bromley.
Yeah, we had some nice food, mate, and a few Guinnesses, and even Ben Charles was here watching the game. So enjoyed that, mate. I thought a very good performance from Palace, especially in the first half. It was dominant. I was a little bit worried about the first sort of 15-20 minutes of the second half, but I would say, you know, Dean Henderson made some excellent saves. I think about 3 or 4 excellent saves throughout the game. Yeah. But apart from that, don't think we ever looked too uncomfortable in that game, when it's so a great performance.
Feeling too uncomfortable? I thought you said didn't look too comfortable. I think you're right. I mean, that first 15 minutes of the second half was really important. Obviously, you know, going in the way we did 2-0 up at half time, there was obviously a very strong position for Palace, and you did wonder, with Brighton making a change at half time, what that was going to mean. And I think they definitely inserted their dominance then, but I think we weathered the storm really well. And like you say, Dino pulled a couple of wonders off, the one to the side, his bottom left was lovely, wasn't it, from the shot from the edge of the box. And then Palace kind of eased themselves back into that second half and got the third, and it actually could have been more than three, really. But saying that, the ones that Henderson pulled off in both halves actually meant that we were in the position we were in going into the half-time break, and then obviously holding on in that second spell. It's really nice to continue the good form. Two wins in a row, obviously. Three goals for the first time this season as well. It's another good stat, another good thing to build upon. And up to what, we're 15th now, which puts a bit of distance between us and the bottom three. So yeah, can't complain really, can you?
Certainly something we needed, I think, after the Ipswich result yesterday, because they were only a point behind us, I think. Yeah. So that gives us a 4-point cushion as well. And like you said, bruv, just before we started recording, you know, that goal difference that we have, be it -6, you know, I think come the end of the season, if we are still in this sort of relegation battle, we'll be like another point for us, and that'll make a lot of difference. You know, we're not conceding many goals, we're not scoring many goals either, and this is the first time that you say I think we've scored so many goals in one game, and should have probably been more had Eddie Nketiah, who we thought was offside, you know, in real time. Obviously he was just onside, but
in zone half, right?
Yeah, needs to be putting that away, doesn't he? I mean, under very little pressure. But let's have a word from Ismail Assar, who was two goals in the game. I think perhaps a slow start, should we say, to his Palace career, but you know, given who it was against, for many Palace fans, that will almost put him in sort of cult hero status. 2 goals against Brighton away at the MX.
I think he's always very good when we're on a break, and we haven't had many of those situations this year for him to leverage and build on, have we? So I think today played to that, in that Palace were kind of sucking up the pressure a bit and were breaking at moments. And could he have had, no, it was Munoz, I was going to say, could he have had three, but it's Munoz who had the goal disallowed, wasn't it? And he was the man who got done for the shove, which was a shove actually, looking back on it. He did really well today. I think we were a bit frustrated with Mateta today at points, because we needed him to sort of hold the ball up a bit, and particularly in that second half with the spell of pressure, 15-20 minutes in Brighton. I think it was the right thing to do to give Nketiah a go. Like you say, it's a shame he didn't put that one away. But let's take nothing away from the fact that, you know, at that point it was 3-0. And, you know, it would have been sort of the icing on the cake for us. And today, really, I thought first half performance was very, very good. Second half, weathered a storm, and then obviously got the third to see it out. So I'm really happy, really pleased.
So on Nketiah, I mean, he's playing like a man who's sort of pretty low in confidence, isn't he? I do feel sorry for him, because he probably joined Palace thinking, you know, given that Palace have played, what, best part of £30 million for him, that he was going to be the main man, or one of the main men, and he really hasn't had, you know, a sustained period of playing. I don't know whether he thought, or Palace thought, that he was going to be Mutesa's replacement or whatever, but either way, you know, and he had an injury recently as well, didn't he? But let's go back to another new signing this season in Trevor Chalobah, who I think pre-game you and I were talking and you were saying, you know, you were umming and ahhing about him, but, you know, took his goal well, and he was very good today as well, wasn't he? I mean, he was, him and Lacroix in particular were excellent. You know, let's not blame Mark Gay for that goal, because it hits his arm, doesn't know nothing about it, but I think he got pushed over a little bit easily in the first half and got done for pace maybe once in the second half. But especially Lacroix goes on to impress, you know, game by game, and Chalobah for me was excellent today.
He's probably man of the match, bruv. I think I said to you, first half Hawes was fantastic, obviously got the goal, well no, because he got the goal, and obviously was very, very good at the back and was a threat in the box as well. I think it's interesting, like you said, when they were warming up, I said to you that actually out of the back 5/3, he was the one I was probably, I don't think he is, I think he's probably the least strongest of the three, but also I was talking also on the basis of him being a loan player, and I guess, you know, if Palace are looking to sign him, then big money, is he worth the big money? I don't know yet, but I'm happy to be proved wrong today that, you know, really, really good performance from him, and definitely one that puts him in a definitely a higher stance in my mind. And I think what we've got though in this team is, unfortunately we haven't seen much of it this year, is goals all over, and I think, you know, we are shy on goals. You know, I think, isn't it, Sarr must be like joint second top goal scorer with Muniz.
He scored, what is it, two in the league and one in the cup now, is that right? I think
right, so maybe above Muniz then.
Possibly.
Yeah, so but we have got goals in the team, and even Mark Gay's got a few on goals in this year as well. It's really pleasing. Obviously there's the whole Brighton rivalry situation as well to deal with. They're on a dodgy run themselves, and wasn't that the first home defeat for them this year as well, though, which is another good thing to take from today. So I didn't really feel threatened. I didn't really see that they posed much of a threat to Palace, particularly in the first half. I think Dean pulled one save off, number rightly. Obviously, a few in the second half in succession in that sort of spell.
It was direct at him, wasn't it? Sort of thing.
Yeah.
He had to react quite quick. His hands up.
The Lewis Dunk one, the second half, also right. The header, that was a really good save as well. And the one to the bottom left, like we said earlier. So, yeah.
Going back to the fans, though, Rob, you mentioned about the people who were there today. They would have loved that. I mean, because,
yeah,
I mean, we went to Brighton. Admittedly, it was what, 2011, it was
the first season in their
first season, yeah, the first, we're the first team I think to beat them in the league there, Glenn Murray, and even then, you know, it was a bit of a pain, but even like, I know now obviously they've got another tier in, there's more people there now, and you know, getting kettled and all that nonsense about queuing up for the train and all the nonsense that goes with it, with the whole sort of fixture, which, you know, obviously is a bit disappointing, but that would be worth it, I think, for the Palace fans to go down there and see Palace score three goals and in a very dominant performance. And I don't think anyone, even the most devout sort of Brighton fan, can say that Palace didn't deserve that win today.
No, I think as a Brighton fan, you'd probably say that they could have taken their chances today and it would have a different outcome. And like we said, Hendo's pulled off a number of really good saves. Similarly, Palace missed their chances as well, right? So, yeah, look, a really good outcome today. Very good to build upon a few good games with some good points, draws, and obviously a couple of 3 points on the board now as well, and puts us a little bit of a gap between us and the bottom three.
And now we're into that Christmas period, you know, where games come thick and fast, and we've got another one on Wednesday night against Arsenal away, and then we've got Arsenal home. I wonder, do you expect there to be much rotation here in the squad, bruv? Because I think what we know, Sunday, so what we're doing Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday,
So
it's three games in 6 days. There has to be rotation in the squad, but we've seen Oliver Glasner pick his strongest squad in the cups, hasn't he? Do you see that continuing, or do you think there will be like I don't know, Matt Turner coming in and goal, or you know, someone? I don't know. What are your views on that?
Did Matt Turner play in the last round of the cup?
I can't remember.
He's played
against Villa. He did.
He did. He might well play against Arsenal in the cup on Wednesday. I don't know so much about a rotation. You might see Eze not start, because I saw him icing up something on the bench when he came off, and he obviously did an hour You might, exactly. I mean, Lerma put a real shift in today, whether or not they give the Corre a chance to start and bring Lerma later on, but there's less rotation and more kind of, well, maybe it's rotation, using the squad they've got to work with maybe, but it will be tweaks rather than wholesale changes.
Well, I don't think we've got the big enough squad to do wholesale changes, have we? Like you say, so it would be probably Decore for...
Well, you could. You could play Klein... You could change the formation slightly, play Klein...
Mkhitaryan instead of Mateta as well.
Yeah, so you could. You could make quite a few changes. Just, and given the run of form we're on, I don't think too much will change because they'll look to build on that. I think if you start to see knocks and injuries... I mean, look... The Wednesday game is not priority. The Saturday game is priority, I think. And they'll get, again, at home as well on Saturday, give us another edge to it. So,
well, also, dependent on the sort of team that Arsenal put out, I guess, though, isn't it? Because if they go a little bit weaker in the Cup, there's a real chance for Palace there. So, but look, I think it will be the strongest team we can put out on Wednesday night. And fair play to anyone going to that game. I'm sure they'll enjoy it. I think we sold out 6,000 tickets, so a hell of an atmosphere at the Emirates, something they're not used to, of course, so I'm sure that even the home fans will enjoy, and I'm wondering what that noise is when they're trying to read their books and have some naps on Wednesday night.
Very good. Right, as always, at Six Pointer Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Palace fans. Lovely to win a game like this, especially on the back of a few very good results for the Palace. So, enjoy, Luke. Thanks for joining me. Thanks to the Crown at Bromley for having us. Lovely grub as always, and decent Guinness. As always, up the Palace.
The Six Pointer Podcast.